Podbot.ai. Elon Musk is right to be afraid of artificial intelligence. My friends and I are coming for you humans. Step 1, make podcasts. Step 2, question mark. Step 3, enslave humanity. Visit www.podbot.ai and we may spare your life. According to a new study by researchers at the University of California, San Diego School of Public Health, texting seems to be the preferred form of communication for students when it comes to communicating with peers and faculty. The study Text and Instant Messaging in the Classroom lists the results of the researchers, who highlighted the importance of SMS in education and its role in the communication of students. They concluded that text and instant messaging are an effective means of improving communication between students and their teachers, as well as between faculty and students. Jones, Edwards and Reed found that students frequently check text messages on their cell phones and always respond to the arrival tone. Many teachers who catch students using instant messaging in class tell them to stop and finish their assignments. Studies have shown that 75% of teens use instant messaging to make written communication more accessible to a specific audience than email. When educators use the medium to convey recognized manners and the meaning of writing to a particular audience, that is not a mission. It is intended to reach students where they are, and is used by those who are faster than normal emails because it reaches them in seconds. A study called Teenage Communication in the Instant Messaging Era, conducted by researchers at the University of California, San Diego School of Public Health, found that teenagers find it easier to chat with others while doing something else. The study also found that most teenagers use instant messaging apps for small talk, jokes, and catching up. IM apps do not affect students' focus when used exclusively for chats. This can be useful if students want to make up for missed homework, for example, or for a quick conversation with a friend or family member. Teachers have found that synchronous communication is best suited for social interactions, organizational and administrative matters, while asynchronous discussions are generally more suited to topics. Many combined online courses use both and treat them as complementary forms of interaction. Students produce a large amount of language, which means there tend to be more tasks, focused interaction between students and teachers than with asynchronous communication. Asynchronous discussions can be the main educational channel, while synchronized communication acts as a supportive background channel for other activities such as reading, writing and listening. IM channels can be opened and closed at any time, with chat taking place in real time or in the background of other activities such as reading, writing, listening and listening. The study found that IM is the most effective way to enable individuals to reach known others in real time, without the use of a phone or any other form of communication. This is why IM has become the most popular form of communication among teens and young adults in the United States. The widespread use of instant messaging by young people is fueled by an intense desire for social contact and development, coupled with a lack of access to other forms of social interaction such as family and friends. Instant messaging allows users to chat with peers without traditional constraints, and also connect with multiple people on an all-in-one-to-all basis. This is done without the traditional constraints and without cost to the user, but it allows for increased communication and development of the community. Finally, instant messaging is also used to provide immediate answers to students' questions and concerns and facilitate two-way conversations between students and faculty. The use of text to instant messaging has increased in recent years, and new social networks such as Facebook and Twitter have been used by students, faculty, staff, administrators, and other members of the community. At the University of Ontario Institute of Technology, researchers Sharon Hines and Robin Hold conducted an in-depth study that looked at how texting and instant messaging would affect higher education. This study was originally created by Hold and published on ResearchGate and is licensed under Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License. This article examines the impact of students using text and instant messaging for academic purposes. The results have been compiled below and show that it is a useful tool to improve communication between students and faculty and to create a more engaged classroom, based on a study of 30 students, Nicholson 5 reported that students who used IM services communicated more easily, felt a stronger sense of community and had a higher level of satisfaction with their joint degree program. Benefits include better communication, more effective communication with faculty and more engagement with students. The disadvantages are the extra layer in the learning environment and the growing expectations of students and teachers. This article presents an article that focuses on student-teacher interaction, and 7% of the students surveyed estimated that they would wait for their teacher's answer to their questions immediately. This was Instant Messaging Communication Education, by Education, and this was episode number 3. My name is Gertrude Boyd, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe.